I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify.
Yes, you guys.
You see where we are. You see what we have.
Yes. Introduce yourself, mama.
What's up? It's me, Dochi.
Ah! Yes, our girl.
Okay, first off, wait, how did you get your name?
Yeah.
Dochi? I came up with it when I was in like sixth grade.
From where?
It just came. It was like random.
Your name is not Dochi.
No, my name is Jayla.
How did you get Dochi?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, bitch, Dochi. I guess.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, no, Dochi. And I just started branding myself really early.
Wow.
Yeah. Came up with my aesthetic and everything.
I feel like we all did at that age.
Yeah, we all did.
Like sixth, seventh grade, middle school. I don't know. Middle school is like an experimental phase.
It is.
Bitches have that phase now through high school, but like the girls early on.
I feel like it was cute. Yeah. Was that like your screen name too?
It was. Every platform.
Like on A.
Has been. MySpace. Like, everywhere.
Was it like an X3 situation?
Dochi, D-O-3-C-H-1-1.
Of course.
Yeah. Hello.
That's how you do it. Oh.
That's so
wow,
cute.
Wow, the E's for threes. Yeah. So cute.
I love that. All right, so you're originally from Tampa, right?
Florida, yes. Tampa, Florida.
How was like that growing up over there?
So fun.
I know Tampa is cute though. Tampa's mad fun.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I don't really hear about when I think about Florida, I just think about either Orlando or Miami.
Yeah.
When it comes to like Tampa, Tallahassee.
You don't know much about it. Not many people do, but that's like really Florida.
Have you been to Florida? I've been to Florida, but I've only been to those two places though.
Tampa is like, it's fun.
Like, what was it like growing up there?
It was cute. I feel like I got like a lot of the culture from growing up in Tampa, like for real, like the real Florida experience, which is like you're kind of in danger, but you're having a good time.
Like New York, in Tampa.
Really?
What type of Tampa did you experience?
The type of Tampa is where my sister lives.
How's it like?
It's
whitewashed.
It's by where the boardwalk thing
is. She in Wesley Chapel, Soho?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, that's a nice area.
Oh, because it is like more posh.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I just always ask where people are from because like where you from to like being in Los Angeles is always like a culture difference.
Oh my
God. Too shocked. Like, you know what I mean? That's why I always ask people like where are they from to see how their upbringing was. You know what I'm trying to say?
I hated LA. When I first moved here.
For real?
Hated it.
Why?
It was just so...
What was it? The food. It's always the food. People say the food. Yeah.
I don't know. Even like, I really like to party. I like to have a good time. So it kind of took me a while to find my tribe. So when I would go to events, I was just like, nobody's shaking their ass. I'm the only one popping my pussy. What's happening? This is hard.
That's what happens in LA, though.
The girls go out to stand.
They do. Yeah. And observe.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just observe. And like, I don't know. People are kind of weird. Like in Florida, we don't give a fuck who you are. Like, hey, what's up, Beyonce? Oh, girl, what's cool? And then you keep going. Here, it's just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, mama say.
Do you live for it now, at least?
Five. Yeah, I'm vibing.
Period.
How long have
I'm having
here?
A good time. 3 years now.
You moved here in pandemic?
2020.
Pandemic puts down.
Yeah, that was the best time to move to LA too.
Yes.
Best time, girl. The
got
place
signed.
Open, girl.
They saved me.
Yeah.
I was talking about you getting signed. So how did that come about?
Pandemic, I made this song called Yucky Blucky Fruitcake. It went viral on TikTok. And then I followed up with an EP after that. And my label just kind of heard about me through TikTok. And then they called me and they were like, okay, we want to see like if you really, really talented, like if you really about that. So they brought me out for like a week. I made music. I made Crazy. And
you made Crazy within that week?
Yeah.
Damn, girl.
I made that the first day out. I was like, I'm hungry.
Yes.
Rent was due.
That's where opportunity meets preparation.
Yes, yes. Girl, get ready for it. Yes.
Rent was due. So I got signed, never left. And I just been here.
But you know, Crazy was like,
it's it.
Right, that's crazy. No, but it's good that, you know, it's good that your label took the time to do that. Because, you know, a lot of, if labels are doing that to every, like, new bitch on TikTok, what I'm trying to say? Like, these girls just be having, like, one hit. But,
one
like,
song, and they like, okay, let's sign them.
Yeah. But you actually, like, it keeps going.
TDE was like, can you rap?
Yes.
It's like, yeah.
And, you know, TDE just doesn't sign anybody. Yeah. I like teams like that. Like,
yeah.
That they don't have everybody. We all know those teams that it's like everybody signed to them. It's like, you don't want to be shelved. You don't want to be like a whole particular. Mm-hmm. Like, they sign you because they believe in you. They want to work
on you. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Damn, crazy first day out, bitch.
Crazy.
Are you a hungry
bitch? I was hungry. Stop.
Wait, how much music you have before Crazy? Because I've discovered you way earlier on, girl. This Coochie Coochie Girl.
Not a lot. Like, I would just make a song and then just put it on SoundCloud. Like, period. I didn't have much of a catalog. I had like maybe 3 unreleased songs when they called me. So they was like, send me the songs. I sent them the songs and they was like, okay. Come on out here. And that was it. So before that, I didn't have much music.
Wow. Yeah. Dang, girl. Wow.
I really do love that, but I hate that it takes longer for UK artists to pop here. And I never knew that.
It's hard for them to break through over here.
And I didn't think about it until like I was naming like the people. It's really more so a handful. Like, we only have like Adele, Ed Sheeran, One Direction.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. It's not much. Dua Lipa.
Flowetry.
Who?
Flowetry.
Who's that?
Flowetry. Closer to my dream.
I'm not even in there.
No, no. But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't.
We love poetry.
Oh, yeah, poetry.
Yes,
but I said poetry, girl. I said, excuse me. No, but it's really, you never.
Marsha Ambrosia.
Yes, she's from the UK.
Please.
No, y'all be simple.
Please.
Is it All Rise? That's Marsha, right?
No, that's not Marsha. No, All Rise, girl. It's not Marsha, no. And All Rise, that's Andre all day.
Right? Oh, yeah. Ooh.
No. Mm. No. This point of it is hard for UK artists to break here. But I'm talking about we didn't really have, in my opinion, you know me, my opinion's be crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, in my opinion, the girls just don't really be having what it takes or do what it has. You know, people are just stuck in like in a mentality. Like, they don't see the big picture. I feel like you see the big picture.
Absolutely.
Because with your videos, your lyrics, the fashions, like, you know when like someone knows where they should be and they're acting like they're already at their prime, and the girls are just starting. You know what I'm trying to say?
If you to come out like that, girl, wow, girl.
Yeah.
That's fab.
Wow, that's fab. Yeah. So fab.
How has like life been since Crazy? Personal life, like everything. Business life.
Okay, personal life was like, it was like I was on this high, and then I broke up with my ex. That was so dramatic.
That was like when you got signed?
I will never date a diva again.
For real?
Not
a diva.
I'm such a diva. Like, Jesus Christ. But then after that, it was like, I feel like I lost sense of like my personal life because I was working so much. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like,
back to it?
Yeah, back to me for sure. And just like spending a lot more time with myself and my family. I hadn't seen my family in so long. I was in the studio all the time. I hadn't seen sunlight. And I was like, bitch, I gotta get back to myself. But now it's like I'm still as busy, but I'm just balancing spending time with me. Yeah. Like, I got a perm, you know? Yeah. I wasn't doing it. I was just ripping wigs off. Just ripping them off. Not even taking care of myself.
Oh, I feel you.
That's not cool.
I was like, rip them off, girl. Yes. Yeah, because, I mean, I guess now you're to the point where you could, I mean, still focus on your personal life, but you still have things going on. I feel like you had to just really get the wheels.
I don't have time to play.
Mm-mm. No one does.
I haven't dropped an album yet. Can't play.
You can't play. Yeah. When are you going to?
Yes.
This year. For real. I said that last year.
Yeah, you did.
Take time.
Like, I have a due date.
Okay.
How many songs?
Do you know how many songs are going to be on air?
12.
Okay, that's perfect album.
You know, In and Out.
That's
in
it.
Out.
That's perfect.
Not too long. And then the Strapaways, you use that for the deluxe next
year. That's it. Exactly. Yeah, we're going to get in. We're going to get out. Nice, clean, good album.
Period. Are we having like a lot of collaborations or like?
Not too many.
Period. I like that.
Not too many. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Get in, get out.
I love that.
So the collaborations that I have, I want them to hit. I want them to be big. And that is that. Mm-hmm.
So, beautiful.
That's the way you do, girl.
So, do you feel a type of way? Because I just saw a clip that on Twitter that someone posted. Yeah. What song is that?
Yeah.
Is it going to come out?
The new one.
It was a new song. That was
that hoe. Fuck that bitches. Fuck that hoe. So that, I just recently worked on that with, I forgot his name. What's his name? Is it, no, not Metro Boomin.
Okay.
My manager going to know his name. We're going to put his name in.
Okay.
But yeah, I worked on it with so-and-so. And I don't know, I just got drunk. I got in the studio. It was a vibe. He put the beat on. And I was like, this is really cunt of you.
So wait, so this is like a freestyle?
I mean, not a freestyle, but I just went in there. I tried something. I got the cadence, and then I got the words, and that was that. And I just went off. So it was a vibe, and it caused a little bit of a frenzy.
We make things cause frenzy. So, but you write. You write your own shit.
Of course.
You have to ask me.
Yes, you do.
You know? Yes. Oh, I love that. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. It was five, though.
It's
so
good.
It's a fun song. I said, okay, girl. Like, I said, I want to walk, bitch. I said, yes.
So obviously people say like, oh, Azealia. Do you get that a lot?
I get the AB comparison a lot, but I really don't mind. I adore Azealia. I think she's amazing.
She's fine. Honestly, girl,
personally, the bitch is crazy. I fuck with her heavy.
I do. It is what it is. I mean, she came for me before. Like,
she
but I was
she'll
on. I mean,
she came for
she
me.
She came
too.
Me, girl. And I took it. I said,
like, you're not nobody if she hasn't come for you.
I love it, girl.
You're not nobody if she hasn't come for you.
I didn't care. I was like,
I feel
my God.
That's her love language at this point. It's her love language.
People take these things too seriously. It's really not a big deal. It's like, it's Azealia. That's how Azealia is. She's going to do what she's going to do. She's going to say what she wants to say.
Yeah.
She's not going to hold it back at all, girl.
She's not.
I do know.
Living in her world.
So if she was going to ask for a collab, would you do it?
Of course, I'd still do it.
Still do it.
That's what I want to hear. Yes!
You know, I would take the risk again.
Yes!
Exactly. I'm sorry. Because...
My bitch, second time's it.
Period.
All right.
Fool me once. Okay, fool me twice. Like, girl. Okay. No, because I get it. But, you know, it is what it is.
She's everything, honestly.
Because I knew you were going to get that comparison. He's like, people always get...
I'd rather be compared to one of the greatest.
Yes.
Why not? Who gives a fuck?
Honestly.
Did you grow up to her listener? Who did you grow up listening to?
I didn't get turned on to Azealia until I found out about M.I.A.
Mm.
Paper Planes was the first song I heard by M.I.A. And I put on like a M.I.A. Pandora radio once. And then I found Azealia. And I was like, oh
what's
my
the first
God,
song you heard
this
about
is the
her?
Whole world. Wanna be a lady now.
Wanna be your lady.
Yeah.
So who'd you grow up listening to?
Trina.
Oh yeah.
The Batter.
Kaya.
Yes.
But a lot of gospel music too.
Oh, hallelujah.
Always starts, my mom was heavy in the church. The greats always start in the church.
I'm telling you.
It's always in the church.
Hello. Yes. Talk about
it's
it.
Yes, in the
amen,
church.
Amen.
Kenton Jones, Ty Trebek, Beatrice Cadden.
Yes.
It starts with him.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Fred Hammonton. Fred Hampton.
No, that's other.
I don't know gospel.
But yeah, a lot of gospel and then just a lot of ratchet shit.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So now,
since moving to LA, how's the dating life? How's the life? We've talked about the music. We've been to the personals.
Yeah. I'm taken.
What? You got a piece?
I do.
I do.
Where'd y'all meet? We're not going to ask who it is, but where'd y'all meet? You can show off camera.
We met.
Oh.
We met.
In the studio?
We met at a place.
Oh. Honestly,
yeah, we met at a place.
That's how I talk. Girl, I already know, girl. You said a lot without saying too much. Okay, how long has it been?
bitch, 3 months. But I feel like we was like kind of vibing for like a whole
year. Oh, I love a cute,
you know what I mean?
A vibe before, yeah.
Slow gradual.
So y'all locked it in like 3 months ago?
Yeah, real bad.
Oh, like exclusive at all?
It's been amazing. I mean...
Exclusive, right?
Of course.
Okay, like, yeah. So, like, that's mine. Okay, period. You know?
Yeah, I feel like a princess. I'm treated well. It's healthy. It's private. And...
Period. As you should be.
I'm nutting.
Yes!
I wish I was. I can't even worry about y'all, bitch. I am relaxed.
Oh, that's so crazy. God. So how long were you single before you got into your relation?
Woo! When I let that nigga... I think I was single for like maybe 6 months.
And how long were you in a relationship before? How long was that?
Ugh.
It gave three, four years.
Damn, and you were only single for 6 months. I swear.
But you know what? You ever ended with somebody, like, say you have like a longtime friend and they do that one thing that like, it's like, oh, bitch, you're done. I don't feel no type of way. I don't need to grieve. I don't need to mourn over you. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Done.
And so that's what I gave.
Yeah, that's what it gave.
Okay. Yeah, girl. Once you get that ick one time, girl, it's over. Ugh. It's over. Oh, gross. It's over. Oh, my God.
I love that it's private, though.
Mm-hmm. Are you gonna keep it private?
Oh, I'll always be single. Ooh. I feel like.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't really get people. You know what?
Still,
I get ticked off. The most littlest things really turn me off, and once you turn me off,
what's little?
I don't know. Little shit like, I don't know. I feel like whoever's gonna be mine, it just needs to come with the whole package. Okay. I feel like when it comes to me, like, I always see people's potential and I'm over that.
What's
like,
in the package? Fuck potential.
Right. Yeah, there I like potential. And, you know, I hate potential. But you know what? I hate potential, but it's just me being from the Bronx. I'm like, I always see what type of nigga could be. So I'm like, yeah. I always see, you know. I'm not doing that no more.
No. Okay?
So the package for me, you have to have your own bread. You have to be six and above. Six feet above.
That's a good okay. six and above. Way
six,
above.
Yeah, six and above. Fine, mm-hmm. loyal, honest. Great. You need to know how to communicate, but not only communicate, you need to know how to comprehend. I need comprehension.
Ooh.
Comprehension.
Yes.
Yeah, and that is really basic shit, though. I'm not looking for, no, it's not giving that. I just need you to be ambitious, too. I hate a lazy okay. nigga. I hate someone who's lazy.
Yes.
Yeah,
you need to wake up and try to get it. Try to get it. Make it happen, bitch. Turn the water yes. into wine. All right, so now we have wine. I talked water into wine, and they brought us wine.
Cheers.
Amen.
Cheers. Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cheers.
Not me. Cheers.
Bitch. Bitch. Imagine. Ooh, girl. Oh, really, no, girl.
Ricky, are you in a relationship?
I am not in a relationship.
Okay.
But, because I really, really, I want like a big nigga.
Ooh.
Ricky's in his black boy
big
era.
Boy.
Yes.
Oh, my God, you are.
I am.
Congratulations.
She's finally saw the sign. She's a gangster. She wants a soldier.
You know, I want like a DeMarcus or like, you know, real like,
oh. Granny's a little thug.
Yes!
That is a summer song, by the way.
It is.
That is a summer song.
I love that song.
I do, too.
It's so fun.
Yes!
That is such a good song.
So how did you come up with that?
Man, Jay White.
Jay White did it.
Jay White did it.
Does he have a tagline?
Jay White did it. That's all I know.
He came to me with the idea.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. I'm not big on samples.
But
then I heard it and I was like, oh, this is like crazy. This beat is insane.
It's it.
And there's this girl, I forgot her name. No, Blush. Blush mm-hmm. is her name. And she sang the hook. And when I heard her sing that hook, I was like, okay, like, I'll just have her sing the hook and then I'll just do something on the verses. But then I was like, I think I want to sing.
You can sing.
You can.
And I sang.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Now I have a nice summer bop.
Yeah, I like that you sing and you can rap.
Thank you.
A lot of the girls can't really.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you actually have star quality.
Thank you. Tell that to my label about the singing.
Yeah, you can actually sing.
Yes.
Yeah, you can actually blow down. I'd be surprised.
I don't know if you sing like a ballad.
My label was very worried.
For real?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because, you know, I got signed as a rapper. So it's like, not usually rappers don't go from rapping to singing this soon, mm-hmm. especially without having like an album. Like, Nicki didn't get into her pop era until, you know, she dropped her album and, you know. But so, yeah, they were a little worried, but it's the most successful song that I've dropped thus far. It's the fastest growing, so.
It is. It's so good.
It's so catchy.
Yes. What's up?
Hey.
It was so cute. I love it. That's definitely the summer song for sure.
It did. I live. So what was your, like, your creative direction when you did Persuasive?
Because that's the song.
That's the song,
You
girl.
Know why I like it? It's very commercial.
Really? You think so?
Yeah,
it could
girl.
Be the back of a Knicks commercial.
Target.
It's such a makeup song.
It needs to come back around again.
That always do. It happened for Lizzo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all the songs that happened for Lizzo. Happen for,
it's gonna, what was
what
it?
I know what you're talking... I just took a DNA test.
Persuasive is such a commercial song. Turns up like you hear it playing in the malls. You hear it playing like a commercial. It's such a commercial song. Like that's what you hear. Like when we're in a movie, mm-hmm. cut. So Persuasive and the girl's just walking through the alley.
Yeah.
It gives that vibe.
Girl.
I like how all your music is just like so different.
I just mm-hmm. wanted a fucking rooftop. LA vibe. I had just moved to LA. It was like fresh in the air, you know what I mean? Made new friends, and I just wanted to make something that felt like that. But also, like, I don't know, something about the beat kind of reminded me of like Pharrell, if he could Vogue a little bit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what I wanted to go for. And then, like, the direction of the video, I wanted to make a video with a color scheme, like black, white, and, like, one other color, where, like, if somebody had, like, a projector screen, they could, like, play the music video in their house and it would match their furniture. Like,
that's what it gets.
It would look like art.
I like it had, like, that purple tint-ish.
Yes.
Like,
mm-hmm. Just, like, a vibe. Yeah.
I love
it. Wow, that is so crazy. Yeah, you man. Just really awesome. Just... You two have hits. The thank girls don't have do. Hits this early on. I'm not going to lie.
They do not grow. They do not. They come out with, I'm like, damn, here we go again. Here we go again.
Because, I mean, I first saw you in the I think that was what blew up on TikTok. You was in the school room, right?
Yeah. Yucky Lucky. Don't you.
Sasha was five.
I hate that song.
You do?
Yeah, fuck that.
People
song.
Always hate songs like that. I don't because like when you make the music you're making now, when you look back, I'm like, that's what the girls looked at to sign you, girl.
It's so corny.
It's cute.
It was cute though. It was cute.
We love a cute song.
I love a cute song. Like that was cute. I live.
I can't wait for you to collab with Nicki. Yeah. I see it.
It's gonna happen.
Same.
I see it.
I'm just gonna you know what I'm saying?
When the time is right,
the time is right.
Do your album. Do whatever the fuck you have to do. Period. Honestly. But you definitely you love Nicki.
Of course. I already know the barbs are gonna just cut that one.
You know what? Do you have a name for your fan base?
Oh, child. It's a mess. They go through it. They made up their own names. We got Coven. We got the Chi-Chis. They got the Gators. G-A-Y-T-O-R-S.
Gators is cute.
I like the Gators.
The Gators is cute. I like that.
But then the straight fans be like, well, we not gay. And then the other ones because G-A-Y. Anyway. But yeah, so.
Okay, got it.
I like the Coven. No, I like that.
Coven is cute.
But then people think that. We don't have a name.
We don't have a name. Where was the fuck was I going with this? It's the wine.
No, I do feel it a little bit.
Drop it, babe. I'm going to be like, woo, child.
Get that wine.
Yeah, get that wine, girl.
You was talking about the fan names.
Yeah, but where the fuck was I trying to go with this?
It was like collaboration.
Oh, no. I was going to say, I do want your fan base to be as powerful as the Barbs.
Yeah, it can be.
You cannot get nowhere in life without fan bases like the Barbs, mm-hmm. the Swifties, the Beehive.
The Beehive. Navy.
Because even even if you go through a phase, like once you have your core fan base, bitch, yeah. like that really fucks with you, loves you. Even like, even for instance, I'm like, Kid Cudi, his fan base, Colt.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, or like Tyler Creator. Colt. Mm-hmm. You need the people who really fuck with you, like who goes to war for you. So, yes.
Oh, so how was like working with Raven Lynae?
She's a vibe. Ricky I love loves Raven.
I
she's so
love,
sweet. Oh, God. Ricky my loves girl. Her. She, I love her so much. What's your favorite song?
Mine would either have to be Skin Tight.
Oh, yes.
Or I love, is it Friday Night? Hair down, feeling all right.
Oh, girl, my head is all right.
It's a party tonight. Feeling good. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. No, she's amazing.
Imagine if I was a fake bitch. I'm going to come out. I love her too. What's your favorite song? I'd be like this. I'm like, huh?
Y'all let me tell you, really, nigga.
Oh, my God. Okay, no, so let's play
a game.
Come on, game.
Let's play a game. I'm like, would you rather?
Okay, great. Would you rather?
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Because I want some job. Would you rather do a music video with Beyonce or Walk a Runway for Fenty?
Beyonce, honey.
I was about to say, girl, this should be very easy.
Yeah.
Very easy, Chad. What?
Never use social media again or release 3 TikToks daily for the rest of your life.
I'll do 3 TikToks. Because I love my Instagram.
You
I
do.
Like social media.
You're very good with Instagram.
You think so?
I think so.
I think it's cute.
You do. I was late, like 2-3 days ago. I said, you're very good at Instagramming.
Okay.
Because nowadays, I feel like the girls just don't care to, or the girls just don't do it. And I'm one of the girls that don't do it. Because
really?
Every day I think about what to post on Instagram, what to do this,
what to
do that.
What's your favorite platform?
I don't have a favorite platform right now. I'd be on TikTok, but TikTok is getting annoying. I don't do YouTube.
Yeah.
Instagram, I see the same shit.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Or it's like shit that I've seen weeks ago.
I'm on Twitter.
Okay, you like Twitter.
Twitter makes me laugh.
I forget about
my
Twitter.
Ass off
I get
Twitter.
A good key on Twitter.
I hate it. I love it though. Like, when you're on the hating side of it, like when the bitches be coming for actually is not. It's bad.
It's bad.
But bitch, from the viewer section, when other bitches get jacked,
I'm like, damn. I'm like, keep scrolling. I just
be
creeping.
I be creeping. I'm always scrolling. I just hate the Twitter. I forget about Twitter being a platform.
Yeah, it is.
I love Twitter. I loved it better before Elon.
Love hate relationship. Sometimes it gets really dark, but then
the bitches get on there just to be miserable. Like people get on there just to be mad.
It's horrible.
It's a trend. Mm-hmm. Like, it's annoying. Like, it's really, really annoying. Okay.
Is your nipple piercing gold?
No, the silver. Why is your gold?
Mine is gold. Yeah.
Period.
Did it hurt when you got yours?
It felt good.
I can't even get one now because my nipples are
free. I love them played with now, girl. Like, I love my nipples played with, honey.
I can't.
No?
You should.
I would have before, but my nipples are fake now, so I can't pierce.
How they fake?
They're not fake, but I got my titties removed, so now I have like new nipples.
Oh.
So now like...
You can't feel it?
I have sensation right after.
Girl, you should get your nipples pierced, girl.
No, girl.
Survive, ooh. You wouldn't feel anything.
For real?
It wouldn't hurt that bad. It didn't hurt as bad as I thought it would.
For real?
I was like,
I'm 6 months off the table.
Because I have a little chocolate chip nipple, so girl, I ain't had nothing.
Same,
girl.
Too. I used to miss my...
Oh, that's just it.
I miss my old ones. My areolas were so nice.
They were. You look like, you look like a bitch.
Now I look like a man. But anyways... Would you have rather blown up in the 90s or today?
Ooh.
90s.
Same.
Because you know, if you blew up in the 90s, you're that
bitch.
That
90s bitch. Shit was different.
Different.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, yeah, 90s different. For sure.
Like the girls on music like that in the 90s.
The production, wow. Like the, even like the engineers at the time, the producers at the time.
I think I would have fit in better there too.
For real?
Like if it's just about music and talent.
Girl, right?
Yeah, low key.
And like, you know, it wasn't... I don't know. You had like a lot of successful dark skin talent.
Yeah. That's
Brandy, Monica.
Yeah, you had all these people.
Like, it was so many different options. So I just feel like, you know, it's vibe.
Oh my God. Being the 90s be so high. Oh, the men.
The niggas.
The niggas are so fine over there.
That's a microphone.
The niggas. So I'm like, I wish I had one.
No, the 90s is a different time. So also, pause. I never talk about this. Coachella. Bitch, how was that
yes.
for you?
Oh my God, that was so good.
Because main stage, crazy. Main stage puss.
Main
bitch,
stage
come
pussy.
On. Main stage,
what
come
you
on.
What talking about?
How was that feeling? Like, what was that like going on this main stage?
It was
like
amazing.
That?
It felt
Was that your first?
Great.
No, that wasn't your first time at Coachella because we saw Dolce come
But it
on
wasn't
for,
my set last
It wasn't your set last time, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Isaiah Rashad just brought me
that,
on.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. But like to do it this time, I was like, bitch, I got a band. That was my first time working with a band, like for my own set, which was amazing. It was hot. Though.
Yeah, girl.
You know,
can tell you really want this.
First mm-hmm. weekend wasn't my best performance, but second weekend, no doubt about it, I ate that shit.
That's what Ricky was saying. Ricky was saying,
yeah,
like, the
first
he
was, weekend
Ricky,
was like,
Ricky was
eh.
saying, like, he feels like, because we went both weekends, but he was mm-hmm. saying he thinks, he was, for the same exact reason, he was like, oh, that artist, maybe the first weekend is like, oh, okay, like, they testing it out or doing
yes,
whatever.
And the nerves.
And the second week, and the second week is like, okay, bitch, we got this. Like,
yes.
we learned from our mistakes
yeah,
last week.
Yes.
I thought it would be different though. I feel like the first one would be like, okay, bitch, you're coming out with a bang, bada bing, bada boom. Mm-hmm. And then like, you know, in the air.
Which so I thought you... I was, but then I got on stage and I was like, oh shit, bitch, I'm a little scared. But let's go, crazy!
Hello, yes! How long did you rehearse for that?
Bitch.
Oh, I know. Ooh, yeah.
No, it wasn't a long time.
Really?
Exactly.
Oh!
I think it was 1 week. Every day, 1 week. Because right before that, I was on the road every single day.
Mm.
So... It was stressful.
I mean, you made it happen.
Though. You made it
really
happen.
Fucking stressful.
And it's good though too, because you can use the same, you know, the same choreography and everything, same placements for your tour, girl.
Yes, you can, girl. Yes, you can.
Do you want to do a festival run?
Absolutely.
You need to be a wireless manager. Yeah. Make it happen. It's in July, London.
Yeah.
The girls will eat you up in London.
Eat it up,
London.
I can't wait to go.
London.
Have you been to London before, right?
I've never been to London before.
You've never been to London.
Never been out of the country.
In London,
girl.
Wow. No. Wow, girl.
And
wow.
Do you
Why am
London?
I here?
Yeah.
No.
I need to leave.
They eat us up for real over there.
Really?
Oh my! It's a different life. I feel like I'm Beyonce when I'm in that bitch.
Wow.
Girl, everything is free. We get escorted.
Yes,
the
girl.
Girls live for us. Yeah, I get it though. It's because like it's like
where are y'all going next?
We're going to see Beyonce.
You're going to the Beyonce show in London?
Yes,
darling.
Fuck you. I'm going to the one in LA.
We'll see.
Yeah, we're there.
I'm just tired of seeing the same LA girls.
Okay. The tickets aren't sold out in London yet,
no.
are they?
No.
I will go.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go.
You should.
With
good
you.
Fab. It's oh.
So we're gonna go see her, but then after that we're doing Paris. We're going to Paris Fashion
Chloe's
Week.
Gonna be off tour by then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Hey, Clo-Clo.
Yes. Climb out of size, girl.
What's up?
Yes. So then after that, then we go back to London in July, probably for wireless.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I get booked, yeah?
Yes.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Girl, they put these...
Wait. Pause. Aren't you coming on Summer Bree?
Yes, I am.
A period.
Well, okay. We got in the studio.
Yes, we got in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are just messing around.
Having a good time, right? Having a good time. But we don't have anything mastered. We don't have anything already loaded up. But it's there.
Okay, period.
We're doing a thing. We started. That's fine.
Yeah.
She's so fun.
Oh, I love it, girl. So fun. I love it.
She's exactly who you think she is.
Literally.
Oh, no. I'm
that fucking girl. You met her?
How did you meet her?
She came to my house because we had drove to Coachella 2018.
Love it.
But that's how I... But you met her before that at that party.
Which one?
The party. What party was that? You did.
I did meet her before. But it was really at a party.
What party was it? Remember the party? It was like us, and then you had Tyler standing right behind you.
Which Tyler?
Tyler Crater.
Oh, he's so fine.
You did that party. But he stepped on your shoe or mine?
I don't remember what party it was. Girl, but yeah, girl. But 2018 is a really, yeah, Love Bree. That's my guy and sister. That's
love
like,
her.
That's my girl. Love her down. Love that.
She's fine. <Yeah. laughs> Alrighty, it's time for my favorite segment, What's Your Jam? Where we talk about what we're obsessed with or whatever. So, what's your jam, girl?
The cauliflowered Korean sweet and sour chicken from Joey's. It's not chicken.
Like Joey's, like DTLA?
Literally.
You're about the vegan one?
The cauliflower. The cauliflower sweet and sour chicken and then a cauliflower steak.
Cauliflower steak, what?
Cauliflower.
You know,
I can't stand no vegan. I hate the vegans. I'm sorry, I said it. I hate, fuck the vegans.
Girl,
they be
right.
vegan, but they wear leather down, girl.
Fuck the vegans. I appreciate y'all for what you stand for. Anyway, I think it was a sin to have a cauliflower steak. I taste that motherfucking steak.
It was good.
Bitch, that cauliflower was so fucking good. Mm. And I'm from the South.
No, cauliflower was good. You can do anything with cauliflower. Ooh. That's the most versatile thing.
Y'all try it. Mm. And Sarah Jessica Parker wine. Mm.
Sarah Jessica Parker wine. So what's in the wine?
I don't know what's in that wine.
Where'd you get it from?
It's so good. You can get it at fucking Ralph's.
Oh,
it's
like
on the shelf.
Like, it's just on the shelf. But you have a night with your girls. It's so good.
For real? I'm gonna try wine. Wine is not really my girl, but I like how smooth she is.
Makes
she can get
horny.
You drunk.
Yes, it does, girl, bitch. Let me tell you, I go good. Girl, I've made a lot of mistakes, girl. Ooh, wine.
What are you doing to your mic?
Not a lot of mistakes.
Ooh, girl. The wine, girl. I be at weddings.
You
like,
a freak,
oh,
Wiki?
Wow. Oh, yes. My God. Yeah.
Yes. We're
all freaks.
She's nasty.
You agree? I can imagine. You see her like not, a quiet freak.
I am.
I'm very
I'm
loud.
I'm a silent bitch. But ooh. She's different. She's like... The thing is, Ricky's freakier than me. I feel like I'm not freaky. I'm nasty.
You are nasty now, bitch.
Nasty.
This bitch is filthy, girl. I'm like, she's nasty.
I am, and I take pride
in that. I can tell
that.
By the way you cross your
hands. Yeah.
It's always the girls like this. You know what
I'm like these girls.
Ricky's freaking out. Ricky's
I'm
not.
Nasty. Like, I just feel, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's like my hormones or something.
Testosterone. Your tea.
Like, girl, I just be horny on the soundtrack.
You. Oh, you know, girl. I'm just
I need it. Are you and your partner having good?
Oh my.
It's better when you have a partner too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm waiting for. That's what I'm celibate. Look at me like that. Ricky, we've been through this. I haven't done anything in ages.
Ages?
This whole year I didn't do anything.
It's only been 4 months.
What's this? Nothing at all? So no holding?
Ooh. I don't. Holding is different. First of all. And no, I don't hold anything. But, you know.
That's my problem.
I'm celibate. Celibate, like, it's like you're not having sex, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not having sex.
Yeah, no, gotta get a nut.
I'm not even doing like oral situations. I'm over.
Wow.
Done using her.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I'm done. No orals.
I told you, I'm not.
Yeah, no.
I feel like I'm in my era right now where I'm just so sexually liberated. Yes.
Yes, as you should be. You know, we're having a great time.
It's not been a minute, bitch.
It's not an era, right, it's just you.
I feel like it's now, like,
your time.
Can I explain myself? Thank you. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm older now, so now, like, I know what's, like, you know, I know what works. I want to experiment different things before tied down, because I'm not settling. I don't want that.
That's good.
I want to settle.
That's good.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't mind settling either.
Mm-mm. Well, how down, you know?
I don't think I want to get married ever. Oh. Well, at least not on paper. I'm not into that. Because I want to leave when I want to leave. I don't want to go through lawyers and have to file. No, I'm not into that. I'm not into the last names. And
I do. But I find somebody, I'm going to marry them. I don't think I can be like in an open relationship.
Of course.
Yeah, I can do it.
Been there, done that.
Really?
I was going to say, not for that. That's what Ricky said.
I was in an open relationship with my ex.
Yeah, you seem like you would do that.
We were both bi and free. And then I was like, bitch, I'm not fucking with this. I don't like this one bit.
We thought we could do it, but I don't think I could do it. I'm too territorial.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it. I feel like what would actually bother me is the fact that if we're at a party and I see somebody you done fucked.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I'm like, what? Like, what are y'all kicking about?
Because the thing is like, okay, if they were to have sex with somebody else, it's like, say it was a close friend, somebody you trusted. But now I'm not fucking with it because it's a close friend and y'all could get closer and actually fall for each other. But then I don't want you to do it with a complete stranger because what the fuck? You don't know this person.
Yeah. Ooh, damn.
So, not at all.
You can never win.
Close your legs.
I know, that's right. What's mine is mine.
All right.
Hey.
That's so crazy. At least you tried it, though.
Yeah, I tried it. Did you try
the whole relationship or was like...
My relationship story is so wild. I've tried all types of niggas and styles, poly, not poly. I've been with like the super masculine, straight alpha male.
How'd you like that?
I've been with the bi guy. I thought it was cool until it was just like too controlling, too overbearing. You know, I'm a hoochie. I want to dress like a hoochie. I want to have a good time. I don't need you breathing down my neck, you know?
I love that for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me double hoochie too.
Yeah.
Yasko, where's your mini skirt?
She's at home, girl. Ow.
By the way, I love your brand.
Oh, thank you.
The dress fit like a glove.
You look so good in it.
I loved it. Your body is too fat.
I got so many compliments.
This is homegrown. Let's talk about it, Ray. That is homegrown.
No, it's...
Oh. Oh, my God. You could have fooled me.
I know.
What?
For real?
Yeah.
Bitch, when?
I think like 4 months.
What? Bitch.
Thank you.
Damn, girl.
Girl, it looks up. Dude, because when I first saw it, I was like, this came out of nowhere. I was like, oh, okay. I said, oh, she's got her shit in. She just came out of that. Because everything just matches.
Thank you so much.
Is your doctor in Tampa?
No.
DR. You know what? I need to get under the table.
Girl, I told you, girl.
You know what?
If I could, I would.
I just take so pride in myself for me going
girl,
to the gym.
Bye.
I lost so much weight.
Girl, bye. Get it.
I think that's amazing.
It is. But no, bitch.
Like the twin said,
why not just lay on the operating table for 2 hours, silly?
Right? For real.
Period.
Oh, you're bitch. In the gym. I'm on the table.
Period.
It's amazing, though.
Thank you so much. I think it's perfect. I love it.
It's perfect, girl.
I love it. You know, I love it too that you didn't broadcast it.
No.
You just,
it's nobody's business.
For real.
We don't have to lie, but we don't have to scream it to the top of our lungs.
Right? I know, that's right.
Mm-hmm. We could do it right here on the We Said What We Said.
Yes, exclusive. Yeah.
On that note, I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is We Said What We Said. Only on Spotify.
Bye. Our podcast comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. This has been We Said What We Said, only on Spotify.